John's teacher was in the class open for kids to play video games, go to board, and since I was really good at computer sciences, he gave me the key to the room. So, the time when computer games went by pretty fast. By the time I realized what time it was and that
stepped in the middle, pounded the chest, and then
complicated. I knew about the gorilla in the room, so as I was watching the video, I was fairly certain. Yes, they passed the ball. Yes, there was a gorilla in the room. Great, my perceptions are phenomenal. And then there was another question. Well, was there anything else in the room? No, there wasn't. And then the narrator says, well, the curtains had changed color, and one of the players walked out. So when I looked at the video again, certainly the curtains from red turned to gold, and one of the players walked out. I never saw that. I think in this story, what shows is that Jesus had heard God's call, and he responded to God's call. We know that God calls to all of us in different ways, perhaps unique to us, in different times, or perhaps all the time. The question is whether I'm paying attention. Jesus was. Oftentimes, I perceive what other people think without asking them, based on how I feel or what I perceive. And I think Jesus had done the same thing in his 12 years of age. He just assumed that others should know where he's going to be. Just as I assumed that my grandfather would probably know where I was going to be. But that wasn't the case. I think Jesus, as well as I, understood our human short-sightedness in that moment. Well, Jesus understood it right away, because in the story we hear that after his parents told him, complained about how he treated them, he went back with them, was obedient, grew in wisdom, and human divine favor. With me, it was a much longer story. I think, actually, about the perception of short-sightedness, I misunderstood this week. Unlike my, perhaps, naive, but certainly harmless drive to be in the field class playing video games, actually following a noble idea. He was responding to God's call. But even in that sense, if I'm noticing human short-sightedness, our condition of humanity, so to say, without paying attention to it, even the most noble idea can go wrong and can harm other people. I began to understand this. Now, as I understood my own blindness and short-sightedness, I can pray. Heavenly Father, grant me wisdom where my intellect fails, so that I may pay attention to my shortcomings. Grant me courage to acknowledge them and to voice them, and patience to see them healed in your grace. I pray this in the name of your Son.